The Tanya for the fifth day of Tishrei, for Hey Tishrei, is in the Geirat HaKedesh Simon Chof, where the Alter Rebbe is saying how Malchus is the vehicle through which godliness comes revealed into this world. In two ways. First of all, through Malchus, God creates Yesh Me'ayin, and the ability to create Yesh Me'ayin is unique to God himself. No angel can create Yesh Me'ayin, no Ur can create Yesh Me'ayin, and yet God does it through Malchus. So in Malchus, there is a revelation of a power of God that doesn't reveal itself in any other Svirin. In addition to that, through Malchus, godliness itself, not just God's ability to create Yesh Me'ayin, but revealed godliness comes into the lower world also through Malchus, because it is through Malchus, the feminine, that the birth of Neshames in the lower world comes about. And Neshames is godliness. And with this we'll understand why mitzvahs have their origin in Malchus, Hei Shel Shem Havaye, which is the Hei of God's name, the second Hei, V'hateira B'zoh, and the Torah has its origin in the Ze'er Anpin, in the six emotions preceding Malchus, which is Vav Shel Shem Havaye, which is represented by the Vav, that is six, of the name of God's name. And that's because the mitzvahs are more revealed than Torah. And the koyach of Ein Seif is carried in the mitzvah and revealed dafki into the physical. The higher comes down into the lower, into the revealed world, which is Malchus. So the mitzvah comes down into Malchus. Whereas Torah is in the Vav, in the higher spheres, preceding Malchus. Hagam shalemaylo be'arich anpin ha-mitzvahs heim be'gulgalta. Although, in a higher level, in Keser, not in the Sviris of Atzilus, but in Keser, there we find the opposite, that instead of mitzvahs being the lower level, the Hei of Shem Havaye, and Torah is the higher level, the Vav of Shem Havaye, which precedes the Hei, in Keser we find the opposite. Torah is lower and mitzvahs are higher. The mitzvahs are gulgalta. The mitzvahs are contained or originate in the skull, in the crown, that which surrounds the brain. Bilav nunis, in the whiteness of the Arech Anpin, which is the chesed of Arech Anpin. He ha'urcha de beplukta de share, the path that separates the gates or the here, the mispalgal tayag irchen, the eraisa shebezor, they get separated into the 613 paths of zor, of the emotions. And so Gogalte is makif, it is above the mind, sheirish ha-teiro, and the origin of teiro in keser, the nafke mi-chochme ilo, that comes from the divine chochma, who b'meichan stimo, the arechampin, it comes from the concealed wisdom of keser, and the wisdom, the meichin, is contained within the crown, within the skull. V'haynu ha-chochma, the tami ha-mitzvahs. How is Torah rooted in Chochmas Timo, in a hidden wisdom? It's because the Tamei HaMitzvahs, the reasons for the mitzvahs, the understanding of the mitzvah, which is concealed to us, will be revealed only when Mashiach comes. That part of Torah is rooted in the concealed wisdom of Keser. So how is it that in the Svidais, the mitzvah is lower than Torah, but in Keser the mitzvah is higher than Torah? Elosh hu kechesem hamishapeich, but it's like the idea of a seal, a stamp, that the letters that project out, that protrude from the stamp, when you stamp the paper, the part that protrudes on the stamp is indented on the paper. And the part that is indented on the stamp stands out in the paper. It's reversed. The effect of the stamp is a reverse of the stamp itself. V'no'ot tchilos on the seifa. Which is again the same idea that the higher thing comes down lower. Which is the ability that God has to create something out of nothing. And this ability, which is kesed, reveals itself more in malchus than in the higher levels. And not through the process of cause and effect, then it would come down through the chain of attributes. So if kesed is on the top of the head, the first step would be into meichin, into chachma, from chachma to bina, and so on. That would be if it was a process of cause and effect. Then the effect would be surrounded by its cause and would be bottle and not have an identity of its own. But in order that the yesh should feel itself as separated from God, in order that there should be an expression of malchus. A melech can only be a melech, a king, over that which is separate from himself. So he creates beings that are separate from himself. But he becomes their king through their fulfillment of the commandments that he commands them. And this end of levels, of maisa, of deed, the final deed, the act of the mitzvah, is in machshava tchila, is the original intention for all of creation. The loch enam rabbi Yishalmi, and that's why it says in the Gemara in Yishalmi, the lesli l'Rab Shimon shemafsik l'luv. Rab Shimon said that a person who studies Torah doesn't have to interrupt the study of Torah in order to say Shema. So the Gemara asked, Yishalmi says, but isn't Rab Shimon, doesn't Rab Shimon agree that to do the mitzvah of lulav on the day of Sukkot, that you should interrupt the study of Torah in order to fulfill the mitzvah? So the Gemara says that you don't interrupt for the Shema, because the Shema is also a form of learning. So if you're already learning Torah, you don't have to interrupt for the Shema. But to perform an action mitzvah in its time, you certainly have to interrupt the study of Torah in order to do the mitzvah. So we see that the doing of the mitzvah takes precedent over the study of Torah. And what's more, even the study of Torah itself is based on the mitzvah. The Chol HaLeimet Shalela says, because it says that if a person has to learn with the intention of doing, so that the motivation for learning has to be the doing of the mitzvah, and a person who learns without the intention to do, then Noyach Leishen is Hapcha Shil Yosei Alpanov. So the expression is that a person who studies Torah without intention to do the mitzvahs, he would have been better off if his placenta had overturned and he had not been born. So what is the connection between being born with a placenta? Why so graphic? It's because, so the Alter Rebbe explains that the relationship between Torah and mitzvahs is similar to the relationship between the placenta and the fetus. Because in the process of birth, first the placenta is formed, and that was the existence of the fetus until the 40th day, when the fetus begins to take on the form of a child. But before that, for the first 40 days, it is the placenta that is the birth. In the same way, the mitzvahs, that's the essence and the root of the Torah. Although the mitzvahs are physical and Torah is chachma being more spiritual, yet just as with the vlad, with the placenta, if you don't, the mitzvahs are the source and the root of the Torah, and if a person studies without the intention to do the mitzvah, that's like a child trying to be born without its placenta, and that's what the mother says, that a person who learns without intention of doing mitzvahs, he would have been better off if his placenta had overturned and there would not have been a birth. There would have remained a placenta, not a birth, because the ikid is lost in the process. In the same way with mitzvahs, the mitzvah is the motivation, the origin, the beginnings of the study of Torah. So if a person studies Torah without thought of doing the mitzvah, in the end, then it's like aborting the whole process, because the study of Torah is justified, is based on the performance of the mitzvahs. The only thing is, so although in the lower world, in the Svizes, we say that Torah is higher. Torah is the Vav of God's name, and mitzvahs are the Hay of God's name. And in the higher world, in Keser, there the mitzvah is higher, and the Torah is lower. So what is the explanation? That it's a reversal. That the higher thing, the mitzvah is higher. In the higher world, that's why it comes down lower. In the lower world, because no, it's tchilos on the seifon, that the true origin and the true kavana for all of creation is the act of the mitzvah, which is the lowest, the lower level in our world. The only thing is that in mitzvahs, the godliness is more a chetzenius, a makif, that surrounds the person. And Torah is more pnimius, a more inner. As will be explained later. In the Hayem Yem, for the fifth day of Tishrei, for Hay Tishrei, the Rebbe writes, Kitzur Biur Eifen Habeis, a resume of the second method of tshuva, and that is the letter Shin, Shivisi Hashem Onegdi Samed, Havaye Meira Al Hesavus HaElam VaHesavus HaNevroyim. The name Havaye, name Hashem, refers to the creation of the universe and of its creatures. Asher Hesavus HaBriya Kulo VeChayusa Hu Bederech Ein Areich Ma'ayin Liyesh. And the coming into existence, the creation of all creation, is through the process of Yesh Ma'ayin. In other words, it's a constant creation. V'hi avedas ha-tshuva ha-bo yidei zeh, and this method of tshuva comes as a result, asher tamid l'neged einav, inyan ha-avaya shel ha-olam u'malei, when a person is constantly aware that the world is coming into, being brought into existence constantly. That creation is an ongoing thing.